AgriTalk is brought to you by Full Scale from Helena. Grow strong returns this season with breakthrough foliar nutrition from Full Scale at Reproduction. And by propane. Propane is the energy for everyone, especially farmers. Environmentally friendly propane can fuel most anything on the farm. See how at propane.com.
We've cleared the schedule for you. Give us a call at 855-482-5524 and join the conversation.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Thanks for joining us this morning. It is time for another Grit with Grace story. Thanks to Zoetis for supporting our efforts to bring you these stories. And I want to get right to this. Joining us now is Amanda Radke. Amanda, welcome to AgriTalk.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Excellent. Yeah, glad that you are here. It's a great story that that we're going to hear. So let's start with some of the basics here, Amanda. Tell us about Knowles Limousine and Radke Cattle Company.
Sure. I grew up raising limousine cattle alongside my parents and grandparents, and we sell feedstock bulls, private treaty in the spring. And then when I married my college sweetheart, meat judging teammate, Tyler Radke, he was a Maine Anjou guy. And so we added a second breed to our operation, and we sell females and show steers in the fall as well.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, as you said, college sweetheart, but beef and cattle have been a big part of your lives. It did have something to do with the way that you and Tyler met, didn't it?
Sure did. We met in the meat judging class on the first day of class. Dwayne Wolf, our professor, said, "You might be sitting next to your future spouse." And I never really thought that was a thing, but I guess packing plants are a great spot for romance. I don't know.
Oh, I love it. Did you look at Tyler and go, "No way"?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, that's crazy. And now you've also got, I believe you've got a branded beef business, right?
Yeah, so we've kind of done that with the kids. We've seen the push for local beef. And so we used to just kind of sell to family and friends, but we've since kind of put it out there a little bit further. So we call it Rad Beef, and the kids do the marketing. And so we've just seen a huge demand for people wanting to stockpile their freezers in the last couple of years and have more beef on hand at an affordable price.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. How's that going? What are some of the challenges that you've identified there?
You know, I look at every challenge as an opportunity, because once people see that, you know, buying in bulk, buying a quarter or half is a really economical way to get really great tasting beef, and you get to meet the rancher and make that family connection. It's always just so rewarding to see people try that for the first time. And of course, we sell cattle on the commodity markets too, but there's just something about being able to fill your community members, your neighbors' freezers with beef that you raise right at home.
Yeah, it's very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, Amanda, you were with Beef Magazine for, I'm not even sure how long it was, but it was at least 10 years, right?
Yeah, 13.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So what do you make of the current state of the cattle business?
You know, there are a lot of challenges. I just read recently that the culling rate is about 13.4%, meaning there's, to me, it's not just people downsizing because of drought, understanding that the average age of the rancher is, you know, 60 plus. He's probably downsizing or selling out and probably not returning to the business. And so we're seeing fewer families be a part of this industry. And so what I encourage people to do is, there's challenges in the marketplace, in labeling, in capturing a true competitive price. There's challenges with regulations that are burdensome and costly to implement on your operation. But I really encourage ranching families to control what they can control and to try to become price makers instead of price takers. You know, if the American rancher is going to be saved, it's going to have to come from us doing it ourselves and creating systems that allow for sustainability, meaning profitability in the beef cattle industry.
Yeah, Amanda, I don't know if you heard Greg Henderson in the previous segment or not, but boy, that message fits real solidly with what Greg was talking about. Those cow-calf guys that haven't had to do a whole lot of risk management over the last few years had better you know, get a tune-up class on what it takes to manage risk out there, because they've got some great opportunity. Can't let it get away from us. Your children's books. Tell me about that effort.
Yeah, so the children's book started in 2011 before I was a mom. I just started noticing that there weren't a lot of agriculturally accurate books on the shelves, and cartoons and movies kind of humanized the animals and made the farmer sort of the bad guy or the secondary character. And so working with illustrator and Red Angus producer and mom Michelle Weber to illustrate the books, we came out with our first story, Levi's Lost Calf, in 2011, and we're currently working on our eighth title. But of interest to your listeners, since this is partly sponsored by Zoetis, we worked with Zoetis last year to come out with a book, an ABC book titled B is for Care, that talks about how beef and dairy farmers take care of their animals.
Fantastic. Good stuff. AmandaRadke.com is where you can get more information on those books. So you and Tyler were raising three kids, building businesses, working off-farm jobs, taking care of a cow herd, and you decide you have the time and the energy to open your home to foster parent children that need some help. How in the world did that happen?
Well, it's a long story, and I would encourage folks to check out that full segment on Grit and Grace. That was an amazing opportunity to share our story. But the short of it is we just we really felt led by God to do it. It made absolutely no sense logistically in our lives, but we just knew we had to be obedient and answer that calling. And we were licensed in 2019, and before the ink had even dried on our paperwork, we had our first two set of kids for a weekend placement. And so we really got into the thick of fostering during the start of the pandemic. It was mid-March, and my speaking schedule had just been canceled completely for the year. And we got a call for a long-term placement, a seven-month-old baby who we had through all of 2020. And she left us at the end of that year, which was devastating. We've just learned and grown so much as a family. And this is a family mission and community service project for us. And we've grown in our faith. And we've had the opportunity to love 12 different kids who have come to the ranch and got to experience what life is like.
Yeah. So you've got Scarlet, Thorn, and Croy, right?
Yes. Okay. Those are our biological children.
Right. So what has been their response when a new family member, a temporary family member, but still a family member, moves into their home?
So we've had ages 7 months to 11 years old come to our house, and it changes the dynamics every time, you know, just in a little different ways. But they love it. They become little advocates. They love showing the kids the farm and teaching them about cattle, you know, educating them on all the ins and outs and showing them, you know, the hidden dangers of the farm. So they become these just great little representatives. So it kind of combines both worlds that I'm passionate about, which is teaching kids about where their food comes from, but then obviously stepping up to help vulnerable kids in our community as well.
Amanda, those kids will never forget the time that they spent at the Radke Ranch.
Well, here's hoping. We have a lot of fun, and it's really neat to have them see, you know, a cow for the first time.
Yeah.
It's just really special.
Yeah. All right. And then Alex comes along. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So it was February 2021, and we were still quite heartbroken about the baby girl that had left us, and we weren't sure if we could keep doing foster care. Because, you know, you get super attached, and that's what people say is I could never do foster care because I would get too attached. And well, that's the whole point if you're doing it right. Yeah. But so we were still kind of pretty heartbroken, and we got a call for Alex, and Alex needed an adoptive home. And it was the middle of calving season. It was negative 20 below, and Tyler hadn't been sleeping, and we were getting ready to take bulls to the Black Hills Stock Show. And I figured it would not go over well asking him about this little boy, but we saw his picture, and he's blue-eyed and blonde-haired, just like our kids. And I said to our social worker, "He looks like our son." And she said, "Yeah, I know. That's why I'm calling." And we just kind of fell in love right away with this picture, and we said, "Let's give it a shot." And so Valentine's Day weekend 2021, he came to stay with us for a weekend, and we had to make the call if it was going to be forever or not. And we said, "Let's do it," even though we were super scared and nervous about all the unknowns. But we finalized his adoption on October 5th of 2021.
That's awesome. Congratulations on that. That's fantastic. So what's the message? What is the message that you have for people that are, you know, the thought of being a foster parent goes through their head?
I always tell people, you know, it looks scary and intimidating, and you always think maybe one day I'll do it. But there's kids right now that are waiting for a family to love them and for biological families to have someone walk alongside them and help them get through hard times in their lives. And my motto is there's always room for one more at the dinner table. And so it's changed our lives. It's truly changed how we look at the world. And once you meet the kids, you realize not only the need, but that they're worth fighting for. And it's just cool. Been a beautiful thing, a hard calling, but worthwhile calling too.
Well, you're living the dream, Amanda. Congratulations. This is an uplifting, inspiring story. I needed it. I think we all need more stories like this. Thank you for coming on AgriTalk to tell it.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
All right. That is Amanda Radke up there in Mitchell, South Dakota, talking about her Grit with Grace stories. And once again, thank you to Zoetis for supporting our efforts to tell these stories. Davis and I will be right back with Mike Steenhook.